U.S. forces, making their way towards Baghdad, fought a fierce battle overnight near the city of Najaf on the banks of the Euphrates River. American military officials estimate that up to 500 Iraqi troops were killed in the fighting. U.S. planes attacked Iraqi communication television facilities in Baghdad earlier today, but Iraqi TV is still on the air. Meanwhile, the first convoy of relief supplies has arrived in the southern port city of Umm Qasr. NPR's Scott Horsley is here. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
The events on Baghdad. U.S. troops are approaching from several directions.
That's right. You can picture the battlefield as sort of a triangle. Baghdad's at the top. Army forces are coming up from the southwest, and some marine forces are coming up from the southeast. Standing in their path are at least a couple of divisions of Republican Guards, and the U.S. forces are also getting resistance along the way from irregular Iraqi forces. You mentioned the battle overnight and continuing into today that the Army's 7th Cavalry fought near Najaf on the Euphrates southwest of Baghdad. We're told that the U.S. Forces lost 2 tanks but didn't suffer any casualties, and as you said, they inflicted some pretty heavy casualties on the Iraqis.
They're attacking the television facilities.
That's right. Military officials have been complaining bitterly for a couple of days now about the Iraqi state-run television showing video of prisoners of war, but up until now, as far as we know, they had not actually tried to take those TV signals off the air. In fact, that had prompted some questions during Central Command briefings in days past. Why aren't you going after the television? Up until now, the military commanders had said, well, we're more interested in hitting regime communication targets, and you have to assume that perhaps they felt like maybe there was some advantage of leaving the TV stations on the air. Overnight, they did go after the television headquarters and briefly, well, for about 8 hours, knocked Iraq's international satellite channel off the air. The domestic television wasn't on the air anyway. The satellite TV, as you said, is now back on, and domestic TV was never really interrupted.
And what's happening down south in Basra?
Well, we're getting sort of mixed reports. There were accounts starting yesterday from British military officials of Basra residents going after some of the Saddam loyalists in the city in what was described as a popular uprising. Arab television journalists who are in the city say they have not seen any evidence of that sort of uprising, and even a British military spokesman said today that the situation in Basra is unclear. We've talked a lot about the growing humanitarian concerns in Basra, a city of more than 1 million, many of them without water. Further south in Umm Qasr, the first convoy of humanitarian relief supplies have now arrived, 7 trucks carrying food, water, and other supplies. But, you know, Umm Qasr is a port, and it's significant that the first relief had to arrive by truck from Kuwait because there were mines in the shipping channel getting to Umm Qasr. We're told that that shipping channel is now clear of mines, and the first boatload of relief supplies should be coming the next day or two.
Suspicious findings in Nasiriyah.
That's right. This was at a hospital in Nasiriyah, which is further south from Najaf and Baghdad and so forth. U.S. Marines there yesterday found a cache of weapons. They also found chemical suits and an antidote for nerve agents, suggesting a possibility of preparations for chemical attack.
NPR's Scott Horsley.